news, Nigeria plans to repatriate nationals willing to leave South Africa after attack. With the news at 13 now, my name is Nicola Miller. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has certified over 8 million voters in the 2026 voters registration register ahead of the August 13th general election. Addressing the media in Lusaka this morning, Chief Electoral Officer Brown Kasavo disclosed that 101,439 duplicate records were identified and removed from the provisional register during the verification process. He explained that the updated register now reflects 226 constituencies following the completion of the 2026 constituency delimitation exercise on April 17. Mr. Kasavo further indicated that the newly certified register replaces all previous voter polls and will remain valid until a new register is compiled and approved. He added that following certification, there will be no further voter registration or transfers permitted.
This register of voters replaces all previous registers and shall remain in force until another updated register of voters is prepared and certified. Further, the certified register of voters reflects the 226 constituencies following the conclusion of the 2026 delimitation of constituencies exercise on 17th April 2026. Registered voters are therefore encouraged to access the following electronic platform to check the constituencies they fall under.
Government has expressed concern over remarks made by outgoing United States Ambassador to Zambia, Michael Gonzalez, describing them as undiplomatic and inconsistent with established international norms governing diplomatic conduct. Addressing the media in Lusaka this morning, Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation, Mulambo Hainde, government said the ambassador's comments delivered during a farewell reception on April 30 were contrary to the principles of mutual respect that underpin relations between sovereign states. Mr. Hainde further expressed concern that the issues raised by the outgoing envoy were not formally communicated through diplomatic channels, describing this as a departure from established diplomatic practice. On bilateral relations, Mr. Hainde clarified that ties between Zambia and the United States are not centered on aid, but rather on shared values, mutual respect, relations since the establishment of diplomatic relations in 1964. And addressing concerns raised by the ambassador regarding ongoing engagements, the minister said negotiations on the proposed health cooperation agreement remain active with outstanding issues relating to provisions that government considers inconsistent with national interests, including concerns around state of privacy. Mr. Hainde also stated that discussions surrounding a proposed critical minerals agreement are ongoing, with government maintaining that such arrangements must reflect the interests of the Zambian people and avoid preferential treatment of any single external partner. Meanwhile, Mr. Hainde has dismissed assertions suggesting inaction in the fight against corruption, noting progress made through policy and legislative reform, as well as increased asset recovery and prosecutions related to theft of public resources, including in the health sector.
The remark by the outgoing ambassador violates, amongst others, Article 3 of the Convention, which stipulates the functions of a diplomatic mission, and Article 41, which requires diplomats to not only respect the laws and regulations of the receiving state, but also not to interfere in the internal relations of the host.
Former Cabinet Minister Chishimba Kamwili failed to appear before the Lusaka Magistrates Court this morning in a matter in which he is facing charges of unlawful departure from Zambia and failure to present himself before an immigration officer at a designated point of entry, reportedly due to illness. Through his lawyer, Kennedy Mambo, the court was informed that Mr. Kamwili is reportedly unwell after suffering from high blood sugar levels and is currently receiving treatment at Chilengi Level 1 Hospital. Mr. Mambwe indicated that medical documentation will be filed in court at a later stage, prompting Magistrate George Njovu to adjourn the matter to June 1st, 2026. It is alleged that between January 1 and 11, 2024, Mr. Gambuli left the country without authorization and failed to present himself to an immigration officer at the designated point of entry. The court also heard that he was initially cleared for medical evacuation to South Africa but instead travelled to Zimbabwe, contrary to Section 16, Number 1 and 56, Number 1 of the Immigration and Deportation Act, Number 18 of 2010. Former Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA Director General Victor Nasulu and three other former directors, Malishewo Siambi, Nchimunya Habado, and Dr. John Kachimba, have failed to take plea before Lusaka Chief Resident Magistrate David Chibuli in a matter they are facing charges of abuse of authority and willful failure to follow laid-down procedure. The matter was scheduled before Lusaka Chief Resident Magistrate David Chibuli, but proceedings were deferred after the state indicated that it needed to amend the charge sheet. The court granted the request, paving the way for corrections before the accused can formally respond to the charges. According to court documents, the four are facing over four counts linked to a mop-up procurement of medicines and medical supplies, with the allegations centering on irregularities in the awarding and management of procurement contracts. The accused are alleged to have improperly approved contracts awarded to Lumumba Pharmaceuticals Limited, despite the company submitting its bid after the official closing date. They are also accused of approving contracts based on a questionable needs and analysis process and authorizing awards that exceeded the acceptable 10% threshold under price reasonableness guidelines. Mr. Nasulu is further alleged to have authorized the receipt of medicines and medical supplies from Cube Pharmaceuticals without following the required tender procedures, while Ms. Yandi is accused of initiating a mop-up procurement using suppliers' ex-stock quantity rather than actual demand, raising concerns over procurement integrity. Additional allegations involve the awarding of contracts to Yash Pharmaceuticals and VL HealthNet Limited without conducting the necessary evaluation processes. In global news, Nigeria is planning to repatriate its nationals in South Africa willing to return home voluntarily amid growing fears that recent attacks on foreigners there could escalate. Foreign Minister Bianca Odumegwu-Ojukwu said 130 applicants had already registered for the exercise, adding that the number was expected to rise. She expressed President Bola Tinubu's concern about the attacks in the Southern African nation and condemned the violence against foreign nationals and demonstrations characterized by xenophobic rhetoric, hate speeches, and incendiary anti-migrant statements. The BBC reports on other world stories.
The Iranian military says it will attack U.S. forces if they carry out President Trump's plan to begin to free merchant ships stranded by Iran's blockade of the Strait of Hormuz. Iranian Central Command said the strait was under its control and any safe passage must be coordinated. Pakistan says it successfully mediated the release of the U.S. crew of an Iranian container ship seized last month off the coast of Iran. The UAE says Dubai Airport's passenger traffic plunged by two-thirds in March following the breakout of the Iran war. European leaders gathered in Armenia have stressed the need for a coordinated approach to security in response to global turmoil and strained relations with Washington. The EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said Europe should step up its military capabilities by speeding up production. President Zelensky of Ukraine said the continent should be prepared against all threats.
This is the 13 Hours Phoenix FM News. We take a break.
From Anand.